Now to Europe, where Charlie Herman's word of the week, angst, is in full flower. The euro is trading at the lowest it's been to the dollar in 4 years.
It keeps hitting those four-year lows like every day.
Good news for Americans, not so good for everybody else, indeed. And the slump comes from investor worries over fragility of the eurozone and its sovereign debt, not in Greece, not in Portugal.
Spain.
Hungary. To explain more, the BBC's Europe business reporter, Ben Shore, joins us from Brussels. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
So, okay, we've been talking about the sovereign debt of Greece, of Spain, Portugal, but Hungary?
Well, the thing is with Hungary, Hungary took its hit quite a long time ago, over a year ago in 2008, when the financial crisis was at its worst. What's happened is a mayor of a small town in the east of Hungary made a throwaway comment on Thursday where he said Hungary's problems were as bad as Greece's. Then that was referred up to the spokesman of the Prime Minister in Hungary, who kind of agreed with the meaning of the sentence. He kind of agreed with the sentiment behind it. And that developed into a kind of mini crisis where everyone is now talking about the debt problems facing Hungary.
So is it all that sensitive that somebody just drops a comment and the markets react so quickly?
Yeah, it's a disastrous communication strategy on the part of the new government of Hungary. That's what's happened. They're still in campaigning mode. They're blaming the previous government, who they got rid of in April. And because of the context of, as you referred to it, of angst in Europe, it has now affected the currency markets. Can I just say, though, that the effect is now petering out somewhat. The euro has staged something of a comeback and is now back to roughly the level it was on Friday evening. So this
was a two-day wonder, a one-day wonder?
Exactly, yeah. But made terribly bad, made much worse by the way it was handled. You know, no one had really picked up on this comment from a mayor of an eastern town in Hungary. But then a European commissioner, these are quite important people in Europe who kind of try and coordinate policy between the different countries, he referred to it on Saturday. And as soon as somebody of that stature starts referring to the debt crisis in Hungary, everyone gets really nervous.
And this,
but nothing's changed.
Well, nothing's changed, A, but B, or maybe it's A1, Hungary is not even on the euro.
No, that's right. It's the forint. The forint is the Hungarian currency, and it's actually risen today.
Who holds Hungarian debt?
Well, a lot of the debt is held by Austrian banks, frankly, and that's where the major exposure is. Something in the region of 30% of net debt is held in Austria, certainly to the west of the Hungarian border. But those banks weren't worried until this morning. But it's just because of these comments and this febrile atmosphere that surrounds Europe, when no one really knows what's going to happen, that the fault lines that are pulling the euro apart, this currency, are so sensitive at the moment that these very, very random comments can have a huge impact.
Very skittish, back to the word angst, and all, as you say, from a comment. Ben Shore, BBC Europe business reporter, thanks for enlightening us.
You know, I think I prefer febrile atmosphere over angst.
Over angst?
Yeah.
I like the word florent. Isn't that a good word?
That's a good word.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.